Caleb Silver joins us now, Investopedia.com. Caleb, I just told the listeners that 18.7% of workers in the U.S. were born in another country. That's an all-time high, right?
Yeah, and that's been growing since 2010, year over year. This is an all-time high for that number. There's about 500,000 jobs that the Federal Reserve estimates could be added to the workforce just by immigrant workers this year. So it's a significant part of the labor force and growing year after year.
I know that this debate is can be a political one, but just looking at these numbers and looking at the labor shortage we had over the last couple of years, I imagine a lot of businesses, small and large, are welcoming these immigrants to work in their businesses.
Sure, there's 3.6 million more open jobs than unemployed workers as of May, which means there's a lot of demand for workers. There's a lot of demand for workers in the services part of the economy. Think restaurants, think bars, think hotels. That's where you see a lot of the immigrant population working, plus construction and manufacturing. So there's still plenty of jobs out there and a workforce that keeps growing year after year that's willing to take them.
And that willing to take them, I think, is important. Do you think that the pandemic played a role in this number accelerating higher after we all got over the initial shock of what the pandemic brought?
I think so, because a lot of these people are frontline workers willing to go into those restaurants, those fast food establishments and bars and work when a lot of people really weren't ready to do that. So I think that's definitely part of it. But we've also got to credit the Biden administration for reducing a backlog of visa applications pretty much since he got in office, and also allowing a lot of refugees in the country just in the past year.
Right. And we do have a lot of asylum seekers here that can't work for a number of months. If you're interested in that conversation, we talked about it on Let's Get Legal this past week. You can go to WGNradio.com. Caleb, do these numbers go down during recessions? I guess what I'm asking is as more and more Americans who were born here, not that that should be a real distinction, but if they were unwilling maybe to do a job and all of a sudden they need to out of necessity, that then they start to gain a little bit more of a foothold in the worker group?
Yeah, but also you got to think about demographics in the country, which is an aging population. We're going to have the most people turning 65 in history as of next year. So a lot of them are aging out of the workforce, where the immigrant population is typically younger and typically needs to or is ready to work no matter what. So the economic cycles do make a difference. That said, we're getting older as a country, but the immigrant population is not.
Talk to economists about this. And one note in your story that I just hope you could expand on is the idea that immigration creates more jobs even as immigrants fill existing ones. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, you think about the services that everybody needs when they enter into a community or when they come to this country or move to a new town for the first time. So if you have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people immigrating in or getting visas into the United States every year, they're going to need services. That means new communities. You see a lot of new construction, typically in some of the major manufacturing cities around the country, which means restaurants, which means gas stations, which means services like laundry, et cetera. So it is sort of a geometric growth rate that you see when immigrants come into the country, go to work, and also need those services around their community.
Do you think that, I mean, I can just remember the South Park episode, They Took Our Jobs, becoming just such a meme that was probably around the last, probably the Great Recession around there, maybe a little before then. Are Americans' viewpoints about immigrants working, are they softening? I guess you say, are people more welcome to that idea now than they used to be?
It's pretty much what you would expect in this country. That's pretty much split down the middle. About 39% support it, 39% are not in favor. Another 10% are sort of stuck in the middle, 10-12% stuck in the middle. So it's just as divided as the country is along a lot of political lines, and that's what you're going to hear a lot of definitely over the next year, 14 months.
I want to kind of put a finer point on this. Do experts feel that if there were less immigrants here, that those jobs would then be filled by American-born individuals? Or do people feel like they would just not be filled and it would create a stronger labor shortage? Am I making sense?
You're making sense, but it all depends on the amount of job openings and labor turnover. We actually got that number today. The JOLTS report, Job Openings Labor Turnover Survey, comes out once a month. This was for the month of July, and there's still about 8.8 million jobs out there. So when there's as much demand as there is for jobs, it really doesn't matter who wants to take them. But if immigrants are looking to get to work, especially in the jobs that pay minimum wage and up to $30 an hour, they're going to take the jobs that are available. But there's plenty of slack in the labor force right now, so it's really anybody's market.
What happens next? Do we anticipate these numbers to keep on going up, or even if the market softens a little bit, that they will continue to rise, generally speaking, over time? Or is it impossible to tell?
It's impossible to tell, but what we can tell is that a lot of the jobs, as I said, have been in the services part of the economy, leisure and hospitality. If we see slack demand there, it doesn't matter if you're an immigrant or if you're a fifth-generation American, if you're too much of an expense for your company, they're going to cut those jobs. So I think it really depends on demand and how much consumer spending maintains its pace right now. We're still spending. We're spending ourselves into some serious debt, but we're spending in the services part of the economy. A lot of travel, a lot of going out to eat, and that's where you see a lot of immigrant jobs.
Caleb Silver from Investopedia. Anything I missed that you want our listeners to make sure they know?
No, I mean, like I said, there are plenty of jobs out there in the workforce. On Friday, we're going to get the unemployment report for the month of August. We're still adding hundreds of thousands of jobs a month. So there's plenty of demand, and there's demand for everybody, whether you just came into the country or you've been here with your family for decades.
It was an interesting write-up. You do a lot of great work at Investopedia. We appreciate you joining us. Okay, Caleb?
Thanks so much for having me. I'll come anytime.